Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Boyce. And this episode of this live show of Walt Disney World Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it's Sunday, April 27th, 2008, and this is live show number 22. Woohoo! Of Walt Disney World Today, of course. I'm Matt Hochberg from StudioCentral.com. On the show today, we have Mike Scopa of AllEars.net. Welcome, Michael.
Boys, watch your manners.
Wow.
Oh, I know this.
Oh, I forgot. Len's not here. I should have gone easy on you guys.
Oh, come on.
Bring it on, Scopa.
Too late.
Could you repeat it?
Yeah, repeat it.
I think I just did bring it on.
I believe so, but repeat it anyway.
Boys, watch your manners.
Yeah. Country Bears?
I'm going to go Country Bears.
Oh, yeah. If we didn't have a chat room, no one would know.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew Wiley, for helping us there.
Nice.
And also on the show today is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Hi, Mike.
So far, so good. I got my fingers crossed tonight.
Yeah, keep them crossed. And Len will be here shortly. He's having PC problems, but he's expecting to be here, so we will have him shortly. You can actually give us a call at 407-278-5939.
Hi, guys. Jan DeVries from Grand Rapids. I have that Facebook page, Disney Reservations, book me a room at Scopa Towers.
Very good.
So,
good choice.
I know Mike's a member. So,
yes.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm a charter member.
Yeah, you are. Hey, I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
We are going in. Well, actually, one of the questions is sort of for Len, too, so I don't know if he's on yet. So I'll start with a general one. Where can I get a rental car on property?
Ooh, this is...
Because we're probably going to take... the Magical Express from the airport to and from. But my husband's going for a conference, so he needs a rental car for just a few days.
I think there is a place, it's either the Swan or the Dolphin Jam, where you can pick up a car. You can also get one at Car Care Central, which is up near the Magic Kingdom, right near the the toll plaza where you go through with the cars and everything.
So how would you get there? Would you just need a taxi or something?
You could take bus transportation and get to the Swan or Dolphin, or you could take a taxi to Car Care Central.
Well, that's cool.
And someone in the Sandy McGowan is saying Enterprise may actually deliver to Walt Disney World. I think I've heard. Yeah, that's been their big thing on their commercials. They will actually go to you.
There's also a dollar rent a car.
That'd be even better.
There's also a dollar rent a car in downtown Disney, the hotel resort area.
Okay.
If you're close there, that's just a walk. You can walk right over there. That's at the old Grosvenor. I forget what it's called now. The Sun.
Oh, we stayed at that years ago.
Yeah, it's been redone.
Yeah.
It's all been redone. It's a new owner. It's called the Sun, something Sun. Maybe somebody in the chat knows. But they have there's a dollar rent a car in there as well if you're close to the downtown Disney area.
Okay, that would be really easy to get to.
Yeah. All the car rental agencies down there are starting with this new slogan, rent a car from us. It's cheaper than renting a stroller in Walt Disney World.
So. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that'll be great if we can get that on property. The other thing is, this is sort of the Len question, but maybe you guys know too. The days that we're going in October, we're starting on the 28th. And it looks like it's going to be a fours and fives for the crowd level. So do I really need to have my ADRs at the 180-day or 160-day out or whatever it is.
It really doesn't hurt. I don't know if the crowd number has anything to – I wouldn't put much stock in the crowd number when it comes to the restaurants. Okay. Depending upon what restaurants you're focusing on, Jan, there are always going to be those restaurants which are most popular. Obviously – oh, my God, I just got a blank – There are some restaurants that are going to be filled up no matter what the crowd calendar number is. Which ones are you looking for?
Well, actually, the very first one we want to do on our first day is Le Cellier for the Sculpa special.
Yeah, they I can tell you that they are getting booked like really, really fast. Again, remember that they have the smallest dining room in all of Walt Disney World. Your best bet would be to, as soon as you hit that 180, 160 mark to call. And I would focus on, if you want to try dinner, that's fine. But I think you're going to have a better chance at trying to secure an ADR for dinner, like around 2, 3, or maybe 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that because we're flying in early in the morning. So we hope to go right over to the park. Mm-hmm. So that would be great.
That would be my suggestion. Again, don't take anything for granted when you are when you want to book at your favorite restaurants. Just don't take any chances. Book as soon as you can.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Shane.
Okay. Good night.
Have a good trip.
Good night.
Thanks.
And we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Mark from Pennsylvania.
Hey Mark.
Great. We actually got in on your live show number 2.
Wow.
Several years ago.
Cool.
Several years ago, that's
a lot busier to get into now. We got in right away back then.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the beast. But you know what? We love hearing back from a lot of our listeners who've been with us since almost the beginning, really, and certainly back on live show 2. Quite a bit has changed. So we thank you for sticking with us and calling us in again.
Yeah, you guys are the veterans. I appreciate it. Two questions, if you don't mind.
Go for it, man.
We have an 11-and-a-half-month-old, and we're going down the first week of August.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Mike. we've done Magical Express the last 3 years. We've gone down every year with BBC members. And this last year, because we're at Saratoga, and you know Saratoga, there's a lot of wait time. Especially if you're not by the springs. I think we were in the paddock, or I can't remember where we were, but
yep.
We think about doing rental car this time. What we don't know is parking. Is like how far from the parks or the parking lot? Do they run trams? Especially with the baby, or should we just stick with Disney transportation?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, Mark, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Driving is a great advantage. We talk about it because it saves you a lot of time, because inevitably you're going to drive a whole lot faster than the bus will ever get you there. So that's the primary advantage right there. Parking is going to be free because you're a resort guest, so that's a non-issue. The distance varies. Generally speaking, I think we like driving versus taking the bus to Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studios, and Disney's Animal Kingdom. The Magic Kingdom is more of a wash because the bus system will bring you directly to the park. You'll bypass the ticket and transportation center, and you don't have to waste your time in the monorail and, of course, the parking tram. So what I like to do when I'm staying on property is drive to the aforementioned three parks and take the bus if you're going to the Magic Kingdom. And I think that might be a healthy option for both of you, for you in that case.
Okay. So It's not a long walk then, is what you're saying from
the parking lot. There's parking trams. I mean, you can walk from any of the parking lots. I mean, some of them, depending on when you get there and where you are, that can be a long walk. But certainly there are parking trams that'll come and get you, and that's not an issue. I mean, they come fairly often. That shouldn't be an issue at all for you.
Okay. And my second question is, we're DVC, we're at Saratoga. We put in for a boardwalk, and they put us on a wait list. And so I don't know if this would be a Newell question or a Lynn Testa question, but what are the chances that we're going to get a call back saying they're going to bump us over to the boardwalk?
Ooh, that's a good question. You're going in August, you said?
August 2nd through the 11th. We're going for 9 days.
I happen to know someone who is going at that time, and they recently got bumped to Boardwalk. So I think your chances, Mark, are probably as good as theirs.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, I appreciate all the help. Thanks. Thanks again.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks for calling, Mark.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
We've got a call coming through, and let's bring this person in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Ah, welcome to the show. What can we do for you tonight?
Hi, neighbor.
Actually, I have somebody here that would like to say hi before she has to go to bed, so hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Lynn. Catherine
hi.
Jr.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. Mangiello, everyone.
Mangiello.
How
what
are you?
What can we do for tonight, Lindsay?
Huh?
Do you have a question for us, Lindsay?
No.
Okay, you just wanted to call and say hi?
I can't wait to meet you at Magic Meet.
Oh,
awesome.
Oh. Cool.
Well, we can't wait to meet you too, Lindsay. We always love meeting all of our listeners, especially the younger ones. The older ones are all boring and tired, and they all go to sleep very early because they're all old. So we really like listening. We really like meeting our younger listeners. How old are you, Lindsay?
27.
And when Len comes, I would like you to tell him something.
Okay, go ahead.
Ask him if his daughter is coming.
I will be sure to ask him as soon as he gets in here, Lindsay. Thank you for calling.
So.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for that. She's been dying to call you all day.
Well, we're glad that she could call in and help and talk to us. It's always fun to meet her, and we can't wait to meet her actually in person in Magic Meets.
Catherine, does she actually listen to the podcast?
She does, yeah. She has to when she's in the car with me. So.
She has to. Oh, a captured
audience.
Sometimes
she has to turn it down. What was that?
We have a captured audience then.
Yep. And she's a huge Hannah Montana fan. So every time Len says his daughter Hannah, she gets all excited. So.
That's great.
I actually had a question. My husband and I, we got the Disney dining experience, and the last time we went to Disney World, we had gone to Citrico's in the Grand Floridian, and we thought we were going to get free valet parking because we had heard that, I think, on the show and read it on the little pamphlet that comes with the dining experience. But when we asked on our way out, my husband asked if they took the DDE or if the annual pass or anything for like DVC members, and the people looked at us like, you know, we asked where Universal was or something. But
this is for you. Didn't get a discount. You didn't get free valet parking, or you didn't get a discount at the restaurant.
Valet parking.
Oh no, absolutely. So, you should be getting it's at Citrico's, you said, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was at the Grand Floridian yesterday, and I valeted with my Disney Dining Experience card for free.
Yeah, the woman just looked at my husband like he had five heads when he asked. So I didn't know where the valet parking is, because if you search online, I see places that say you do get the free valet parking, but nothing that
you
says where.
No, you absolutely do. All you do is you just drive up to the valet area. When you drive into the Grand Floridian, you'll see there's a little sign, you know, go here to self-park and go here to valet park. And you'll pull up, the valet guy will be right. You'll see a bunch of cast members there. They're going to direct you to go to valet park. And you'll go over there, and you know they'll take your name down, and you just flash your Disney Dining Experience card, and that's it. You won't have to pay anything. It's that simple.
We actually, because it was pouring rain out that night, so we did end up doing the valet parking. And then on the way out, when we were picking up our car, that's when my husband asked, and they didn't even know what we were talking about.
You know what? It's not an issue at all. Like I said, I did it yesterday. You won't have any problem at all. I know a lot of people have, so don't worry about that one bit.
Okay. Well, next time, we'll definitely push the issue a little bit more, seeing you have been there and done it. So, do all the hotels participate in that, or is it just a few of them?
All the Disney resorts that have valet parking participate in it. I've done it at countless. It's my favorite perk. Because I just love getting you still have to tip the guy on the way out, but, you know,
yep.
That's fine with me. I don't mind that at all.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for answering the question.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we have another caller coming, and this one's from Connecticut. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hey, Matt. What's going on? Hey, guys. Matt from North Haven.
Sup,
hey,
man.
How are you?
I'm all right. How's Florida?
It's hot, man. It's starting to heat up now.
Too bad you moved.
Yeah, now's the time of the year I'm starting to miss it.
65 degrees up here.
All right, well, that's a little too cold still, but
65.
But I mean, it's getting like it was very hot this afternoon. I was in the studios, and it's like, whew, you know, I mean, in the evening and in the morning, it's beautiful out. Especially the evenings right now are just gorgeous.
Yeah, it must be awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, I did have a question. We are going at the very end of June and through the beginning of July and the 4th of July, and I wasn't sure if they did anything special down there, any fireworks shows or whatever for the 4th of July.
Oh, absolutely. Scope, maybe you want to talk about the 4th of July events that go on at Walt Disney World?
Let's see. Matt, when are you getting there? A couple days before July 4th? Or are you getting there on July 4th? When are you getting there?
No, we're getting there at the end of June, and we're going to be staying through July 4th.
Okay. Couple of things that you may want to consider. One of the things I would suggest is going over to Trail's End for breakfast. Fort Wilderness has they have a little a competition with the electric carts there. They have a float. All the people there decorate their floats, and they have a contest to see who can come up with the best patriotic float. And that's really a fun thing to do on the morning of July 4th. Usually in the Magic Kingdom, there is something special going on during midday to between noon and 3 o'clock on Main Street USA, usually something with flags and stuff. That's usually pretty special. They will have a special July 4th tag at the end of Wishes. The same thing goes for Illuminations. And Matt, do they do Sorcery in the Sky on July 4th?
They do a variation of that. It's not Sorcery in the Sky anymore, but it's a special fireworks show that is very close. They do it right above the Great Movie Ride or the Sorcerer's Hat, whatever you want to consider it now.
Right. The thing is, Matt, is that you have to think about exactly where you want to be on that particular day. If you do intend on going to the Magic Kingdom, it will get crowded by about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, and it will get really crowded for the fireworks. The studios will be the absolute worst park to be in that night because it's so small. You won't be able to breathe. Epcot is the park of choice because it just has so much space. So that's about the best I can give you in about a 30-second elevator talk on July 4th.
All right, that's fine. I'll definitely check into that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Matt. And I'm aiming to be at the studios for July 4th, even though I know that it's going to be very crowded. But, you know, I got to represent, right?
All right, maybe I'll see you there then.
All right, sounds good.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, later.
Hello, caller. Who are we talking to?
Yes. Hi, this is Charlie from New Hampshire.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, I have a question for you. My family and I decided to go for a free dining in August, and because it's free, we're splurging and staying at the Beach Club.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and we, we're going to go to the water parks. We decided to go to Storm Along Bay instead, but we didn't know what supplies we should bring. Do they have noodles or tubes, or do we have to bring those ourselves?
Well, you have to bring your own swimming trunks.
I figured yes, that.
Oh, well. Yes.
Is
this thing on?
I'm not sure they have anything for like, you're talking about like water noodles or like inner tubes or something like that, right?
Correct.
Yeah, for the resort pools, I don't think they offer any type of rentals for that kind of stuff. I think you're either got to bring it yourself. I know that I was in the pool at Port Orleans this past weekend, and they had, actually this weekend, whatever you want to call it, and they had guests had brought their own like water noodles into the pool. But I'm pretty sure they don't. I mean, if someone in chat can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that at the resort pools that they offer any kind of now someone says you can rent them. So I don't know. Maybe I'm incorrect, but I think you got to bring it on your own. I think it's BYOB. You know what I mean?
All right. Another quick question: do they have the refillable mugs at the deluxe resorts? We've only stayed at the moderate and Valley resorts.
Oh, absolutely. They have those.
Great.
They offer them over there, so you won't, there won't be a problem in it at all.
All right. So I can pay my $25 for an extra suitcase to go on the airline and fill it full of noodles and inner tubes now.
Well, I should correct myself. I was incorrect, and sorry about that. They're saying now you can rent inner tubes on Michelle Scribner McLean.
Oh, God.
I was so close. She says that you can rent them.
Rent those on site, so if I don't take a rental car, they'll have them on site?
They'll have the inner tubes on site, yes.
The inner tubes on site, okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for the help.
What's that?
I said thanks for the help.
Hey, anytime, even though it was wrong, but we got it right eventually.
Charlie, before you go, where are you in New Hampshire?
I live up in the northern part of New Hampshire.
Yeah, where?
It's only so big.
In the Berlin area.
Oh, Berlin. Okay. Cool.
A little bit north of you, I believe.
Yeah. North of Littleton?
Yes.
Yeah, you're way up there. Wow.
Well, thanks for calling in, Charlie. We appreciate it.
All right. Mangiello, everyone.
Mangiello.
Mangiello, Charlie. Enjoy your trip.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
He's never calling back again, I can tell you right now.
Well, you gave him all the wrong information.
Yeah, I did.
That's what happens, Mike. You know that's what happens when you move down there. You forget all this stuff,
I know.
See, so
the beauty of this is that if it's not a studio's question, I can be wrong. It's not my shtick. I don't have to be correct on it because it's not my thing. I just got to make sure I give the right information out about the studio. So
that's why we have Len.
Yeah, all he has to do is That's why we have Len. I mean, Matt, all he has to worry about is doesn't have to worry about pronouncing names right or anything.
No. See, Len's not just eye candy for the show. He is, the brains.
407-278-5939. We're still getting some unknown numbers, and what that means is your number's being blocked, and it can be intentional. Some people know they have it, some people don't know that they have it on. Sometimes your cell phones can be blocked, so try calling with the unblock your call, or try from a different phone. Maybe if you're trying on a cell phone, try someone else's cell phone or from your landline. That can always work out and help you out get through. 407-278-5939. I want to mention that I was in the studios today. It was very crowded, but I won a Dream Fast Pass today. It was an interesting story. I went to, while we're waiting for a call, I'll share it. I know you guys are all, see what lovely co-hosts I have. They're all.
Yeah, but wait, but I mean, let's face it. I mean, if I went 365 days a year to the studios, I think there'd be a pretty good chance that I would get one of those things too.
I agree.
Know? Hey, well, this is only the first time I've gotten something since I moved down here, so, But anyway,
chat room, come on.
Anyway, I was at the studios. I went to go take actually a photo update at Toy Story Mania, and I was leaving, and there was a Dream Squad cast member there as I was walking back, towward the great movie ride, and the cast member said, "You didn't go into One Man's Dream?" I said, "Nah, I've been there before. I've seen it a couple times." And he goes, "I think you should go see it again." And then I was like, I think I will see that again right now. And we turned the corner into One Man's Dream, and there was the Dream Squad right there waiting for us.
So that doesn't count. That's entrapment. That doesn't count. You have to
entrapment. It's not the police. We have a caller calling in right now to save me from this. Hi, caller. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Mary Kay from Bedford, Texas.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Love your cosmetics.
but I'm close. I drive by her headquarters on my way to work every day.
Oh, wow, nice.
All right, so here's my question.
Okay.
I would to see the Tree of Life lit up at night. Scopey waxed poetic about it. I feel like I should experience this. Can I only do that during extra magic hours?
Yes.
Yeah, I was at the Animal Kingdom on Friday night, and Animal Kingdom was open until 8, and I left at about 7:30, and it was still light outside. So if there had been extra magic hours, then I think you definitely would have been able to. But that's probably the best way to do it.
It's quite a sight.
Because I looked it up. Animal Kingdom's going to close at 8 o'clock in August when we're there. Actual sunset is at 8:09, and end of civil twilight, whatever that means, is at 8:34. I'm trying to figure out if I can stay and linger and tarry.
You might be able to.
To light it up.
Yeah, if you go hide out in like Asia somewhere and like get an outfit like Divine and kind of just wait it out, you might have some luck with it.
Yeah, because I got one of those. I'll pack that. Good idea.
That's a good idea. Keep it in your owner's locker. And that might be your best bet. I mean, it's tough because, you know, their park closing is right around that time. If you can manage to get on a ride just before park closing, Safaris will close before that. But I'm thinking of a ride that might be a little long. I think the longest ride
that Dinosaur?
That actually probably is the ride that's going to have the longest ride time. That might be your best bet, believe it or not. So I'm not, although I can't actually ever recommend Dinosaur, I'm just going to say that might be an option for you.
Okay.
Mary Kay,
I would try to take
the photo between, I'm going to guess now, where was I? I think I was between Flights of Wonder and the Temu restaurant. So basically you're like in the Asia area, actually a little bit to the east of the Asia area. That's where you can get a really good photo because you're taking it right across from the water. It's a really, really great spot to take a photo.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks a bunch. Bye-bye.
Hey, guess who's here? It's Len Testa.
Ta-da. How's it going?
Hey, woohoo.
Hey, Len. We got a caller. We'll ask Len what happened after this caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Ed from McMurray, PA.
Hey, Ed. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey,
I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener, at least for the past several months.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We always like talking to some of our newer listeners, especially on the live shows.
My wife and I are taking our two daughters, their husbands, and four grandchildren, ages 5, 3, and 2 infants, to Walt Disney World, on Saturday, November the 5th, and returning the following Friday, December the 5th. Now, we're going to be staying at the Beach Club Villas, and we're going to be doing the dining plan. And, you know, we've been to the world before, but never during the Christmas season. And we really wanted to, you know, show the kids some of the Christmas decorations, and quite frankly, we want to see them ourselves. I've been using the unofficial guide, and I've gotten a lot out of it. Subscribe to the touring plans as well.
Thank you.
And, you know, getting everything ready. And, well, one of the things I thought we'd really like to do would be to see Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. But my main question is, what would be a good night to go? I mean, our two options look like they're going to either be Sunday or Tuesday.
Tuesday,
yep.
Tuesday better than Sunday?
It might even be cheaper. The tickets may even be cheaper on Tuesday.
I think the crowds are going to be a little bit better.
Crowds would be better. It's something that would Sunday is okay too. Sunday or Tuesday, but like Len said, you know, Tuesday would be my choice. You definitely don't want to go on a Friday, that's for sure, or a Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, because we were just debating those. I think would be the only two nights that we could potentially do it. And we were leaning towards Sunday, but if Tuesday makes more sense, I think we could probably jiggle our schedule around a little bit.
Yeah, generally.
Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry, Scopa. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Ed, when you do go the day before the party, go into the city hall and ask for a few brochures on the party so you can get an idea the day before as to what kind of touring approach you would make when you're there. You don't want to spend your time, it's the $50 cookie, remember, and you don't want to spend your time at the party trying to figure out what you're going to do. You should have those plans in place before you get through the turnstile. So get pick up the brochure the day before if you can.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea. What's the disadvantage you think of Sunday?
Crowds might be a little bit longer
because it's a weekend.
Or a little bit bigger. But you know what? It's Monday's a school night, so
tough to say.
What were the two dates again?
This would be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Or the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. We're that first week in December. We're heading out on Saturday.
I'd still go with Tuesday, to play it safe.
Yeah, Tuesday's actually we have it rated as a 4 versus the 7 for the Sunday. So
I've done it on a Sunday. I have done it on a Sunday. I did it on a Thursday and a Sunday. MouseFest 2004. I did it both Thursday and Sunday, and it was quite a similar kind of crowd, but so I was guessing that Tuesday would have to be lighter than Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Yeah, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Where are you staying at?
Beach Club Dulles.
Oh, nice. I'm staying there in June.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, we.
Yeah, it's very quiet. Yeah, you'll love. Have you stayed there before?
We've stayed once before. Yes. Yeah, that's why we wanted to go back and sit close to Epcot. We enjoy, this, being able to just go out and walk to Epcot, and
right.
It's really kind of nice. And we're hoping to do the candlelight processional and that sort of stuff. So I thought that would be a good way to get there and have dinner. I'm going to try to get my dinner reservations real quick with El Chalier, and so we can take advantage of that. And any thoughts on the Osborne activities at the Osborne Lights at the studios?
I think both Hochberg and I have really good tips for how to see it, and it's sort of counterintuitive. Matt, would you agree that starting off at lights motor action and working your way upstream like salmon?
Yeah, absolutely.
So about 5:45, if it starts at 6, find yourself at the big letters for lights motor action. Mm-hmm. And you'll be and if you turn opposite the letters, you'll be facing the street itself. Just wait there until the lights go on. And actually, I think there's some seating right by the restrooms for lights motor action. If you stand on top of those seats or on top of the sort of the raised concrete sidewalk thing, you'll have a great view and a great photo opportunity there for all of those things. But I would say get there at 6 o'clock and walk back through the crowd, because your alternative is to get in line with everyone at 6 o'clock, and that's going to take you much longer.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah,
it works better to work your way back, actually. And plus, you're already there. You get to see the lights come on, from nothing. It's really a great reveal moment.
Oh, that's good. Any other thing to be sure not to miss for the holidays?
Good.
I was going to say the resorts are something you definitely want to take. Don't overlook those, because a lot of the resorts have a lot of interesting things going on. The Grand Floridian obviously has the Gingerbread House. I like what they do at the Boardwalk Resort. They have a nice little kind of a Christmas scene, but they put a lot of hidden Mickeys, a lot of stuff in there. It's very interesting. Visually speaking, I like it a lot. But all the resorts have something going on, so definitely take a look at the various types of decorations they have up at the resorts, in addition to what's going on in the parks, because the parks is wonderful, but you definitely should not overlook the resorts.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge, actually, if you go into the lobby, they've got a really great Christmas tree. I took a photo with it, and it's with my iPhone, and it's one of the it's my screensaver now on the iPhone. Just a perfect picture. Can't beat it. The other thing I would say is they've got don't they have like a gingerbread and chocolate carousel, merry-go-round type thing in the display in the lobby of the beach club?
Yes, they do, with hidden Mickeys on it too.
Yeah, and there's like 24 hidden Mickeys. But you know what, though? It's not solid chocolate, as I found out inadvertently. Never mind. It's another story.
So the tales are true.
It's locale.
Exactly. It's locale, exactly. Fingerprints everywhere.
And also the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian. That's a nice thing to see.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, we thought we're gonna be heading out on Saturday. We're going to be arriving, I should say, on Saturday. And with the grandkids, I know it's not the best strategy, but we need to hit the Magic Kingdom Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening and kind of get that initial thrust out of the way. And we thought Sunday would hit Animal Kingdom, and Monday, the studio in the morning, and maybe Epcot in the evening, and then Tuesday back to the Magic Kingdom.
And that's what are the grandkids?
The grandkids are. Our grandkids are going to be like five, three, and two infants.
Are you going to have strollers?
Yeah, we're going to rent. Yeah, going to rent some strollers and bring some from home. And we're all kind of Disney addicts, so we know that's probably not the best time to have little kids. But we're going to bring it.
Okay, so the walking against the crowd for Osborne's is going to be a little bit more difficult. What I would suggest is park the stroller somewhere towards the front of the park, and then just walk with the kids and carry them back. You're never going to get the strollers through the crowd. Never. Not in a million years.
Yeah.
So just carry them. Carry them on your shoulders. There'll be fake snow falling. The kids will love it. I mean, no worries there. And if they're that small, they're not going to be too much to handle. But you'll never get a stroller through there.
Yeah. Okay. And it's kind of save the last day for any visits other parks or whatever. So we're all psyched up for it. We're spending a lot of time with the unofficial guide these days.
Hey, thanks very much. If you have any questions on that, drop me a line.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks a whole lot for the advice, and we're going to continue listening.
Thanks so much
for the call, Ed.
Good luck.
Thank you.
407-278-5939. Hey. Mention. Yes, Lon.
Oh, go ahead, Matt. Sorry, go ahead.
I just want to mention that to join us in the in our chat room, 95 people in there right now. Let's see if we can get to 100. That would be great. That would be a record for one of our live shows. And there's a lot of great people in there. Join us in there. A lot of fun. Of course, want to thank our chat moderators, Sean and Larry, for helping us out over there. Of course, phone lines are open, 407-278-5939.
So while I was waiting for my so the reason I was late was my server had crashed, and it was the server that contained all of my Disney audio. And so I've got redundant drives on there, but that both drives got corrupted on the Windows install, so I had to get it back, and so that's what I was working on now. Here's the thing I was doing this afternoon though, before my server crashed. I was going back and looking to see how much the dining plan has affected prices and menu options at the sit-down restaurants. It's very interesting. So I looked at Le Cellier, and prior to the dining plan, Le Cellier used to have 10 entrees and 5 sides every year, 2003, 2004, I didn't go beyond, I think, 2005 or 2006. 2005, I mean. When the dining plan came in, over time, they've dropped now to 7 or 8 entrees and 2 or 3 sides. Desserts are completely different. It's a much more limited menu now.
You know what really bothers me, and this is something that I experienced this weekend. I went to Yak and Yeti for the first time, and I went over there using.
What'd you think?
I want to take a second here to vent for a second, because I went over there and I wanted to use my Disney Dining Experience card, and I go over there and I was informed that they don't take it because it's not a Disney hotel. Disney restaurant, excuse me, which was a surprise to me. I didn't know that. And,
well, they probably haven't negotiated the agreement with it, right? Okay, I could kind of sort of see that.
But here's the thing that bothers me. Disney doesn't bother getting, this says, okay, we won't accept Disney Dining Experience card over here. But at the same time, they're more than willing to take Disney Dining Plan. So clearly, you understand that you see the difference here, that they're willing to push the restaurants to take Disney Dining Plan, but not Disney Dining Experience. And as an annual pass holder, that bothers me, because I think that there should be any restaurant on Disney property should take the Disney Dining Experience card. And
well, it's a third party. They probably haven't negotiated
but they take
with
the Disney Dining Plan, Len. What's the difference? It's Disney. True. Disney's thing. It's Disney's way. They bring their – it's their turf. They could say, get out of here. We'll bring someone else
you're
in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. It's not like they don't control.
Exactly. Give me a break. If they can push them for the dining plan, they should be able to push them for the Disney Dining Experience.
I'm with you. I understand.
So I was a little peeved by that.
I totally understand.
Hello, caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Swanee from Gig Harbor, Washington.
Hey.
How I love you.
You know, nobody's ever done... Actually, I think Scopa was originally there when they wrote that one, wasn't he?
Yes. Actually, I actually built that river.
You know, when Stephen Foster was doing the old Grey Mare, who do you think he was thinking of?
Yeah, I actually heard that Scopa's AARP number was only 2 digits, and they were written in red.
All right, what was your question?
Question for Lynn. I was wondering if there's a way that I can download my touring plans to my BlackBerry.
Actually, if you have internet service, you can just view them on your BlackBerry.
Okay, I can do that, but I wanted to have these in case I don't have a connection for some reason.
Okay, so here's what you do. When you do have an internet connection, download them, and then save the files. The plan when it downloads is an image. Save the image. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. I understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah, so the plans are images. So it's like Glenn said.
Yeah, so just save the images, and then don't forget you'll have to enlarge the images to view them. It's a little bit tricky, not tricky, but it's not intuitive to do on a BlackBerry, at least the earlier ones. I haven't checked on the later. My wife has a Pearl. I can go back and check on it.
Len, do you recommend that maybe he saves it on a PC or another computer and then like transfer it to the BlackBerry?
You could do that too.
Yeah, there you go. Put it into a text file and move it in.
Yeah, I'm working on. It's straightforward enough for us to do to change them over to just text versions of the plan. So, like, you know, get away from the images and do just plain text. The issue that we're having is if we were going to send them out as text messages, if we're going to download them as files, it kind of has to be slightly different for different devices, and I'm still not working through that yet. I got to get through Toy Story Mania and a couple other things. Over the summer, we should be able to do it. When's your trip?
Well, thank you. We're not going until September of 08.
Might be done by then. Oh, well, we'll definitely be done by then, yeah. So we'll definitely have
I don't know if I put in a listener question. I don't know if you'd get to it or not by that time.
That's why you want to call in. That's why you want to call in. Well, the live show's for. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Mangiello.
Hey, Mangiello. Thank you for calling in.